Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Who wants to live in a city like this? A Sunset Park man asked a TV reporter recently. Then he answered his own question. Nobody wants to live like this no more. Indeed, nobody wants to live in the city New York is becoming. Welcome. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. Are you seeing the number of shootings, the killings, the amount of crime that is going on in these cities? I mean, we talk about it periodically on the show, and it only gets worse. Another nail in the coffin, this article continues, and that's what the Brooklyn subway attack was. Crime, crime, and more crime. Now this. Going to be talking a lot more about the subway attacker later on in the broadcast. The subway shooter. What does it mean? It says subway terror is the stuff of nightmares and a banner day for the owners of moving companies. Helping people get out of Dodge already is a booming business, and nothing spreads the determination to escape New York faster than the fear of being trapped in the subway with a madman. Madman, not manned, and a sack full of explosives and smoke canisters. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're going to talk about crime today. We're going to put it in the context of what the metaphor of what the subway shooter was. But we're going to explore this hour, other crime that's been happening around the country, that if we could focus on any single thing, that issue by itself should be the reason why you never, ever vote for a Democrat. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network.com. Be sure to check out the rest of our work. And by the way, if you're so moved, please join our recurring donor base. We are building this base because what we want to do is we want to build what we call backstage, the backstage pass. And so you get discounts to our merch and our events and things like this. And I promise you, it's going to be worth it. It can't hit everybody. We're not going to be doing, you know, events in Timbuktu. But there's going to be a lot that we do locally and a lot that we do in some of the big cities. And we're going to tell you where the clusters are, but support it if you can, if you're so moved by the work that we do here. So this subway shooting happened a while back, but, you know, it's been a week or so? I don't know. You know, things move so fast in leftist circles that you don't know what to concentrate on. Pretty soon we're going to be talking about what Sussman has done with all of these criminals that he's prosecuting. He's getting little fish right now, but the big fish are coming. What about Hunter Biden? Don't think for a second, folks, this is going to go away. At the very least, it certainly is impacting Biden in the polls, as we've talked about day after day. Just trust me. You are on the side of righteousness here. You get up in the morning knowing that you're there to do the right thing. You don't wake up in the morning scheming. You don't wake up in the morning angry, so angry that you want to go shoot people and hurt people, even when they differ from you, differ with your ideology. You don't wake up in the morning plotting to get a noose put around your neck and bleach poured over you so you can go, Trump people did that. You don't do anything like this. But there are people on the left who wake up mad. They don't even know why. They're mad at Trump. He's not even the president. They don't even have the guts to be mad at the guy who's created $7 a gallon gasoline. They don't have the guts to be mad at the people who have an easily recognizable two-tier justice system where people like Hunter Biden get off. Get off scot-free. Hillary Clinton, get off scot-free. All the information they've determined about what Hillary Clinton did to interfere in an election, and she gets a fine? That's it, huh? We're going to use this metaphor of the subway guy I'm going to talk about in the next hour extensively, and you're going to enjoy it. I promise you. If you stick around, you're going to say, Kevin, I didn't think of it that way. Kevin Jackson, you're a beautiful black sage man. I'm not talking about sage that you sprinkle on me like a seasoning, even though I would be okay with that, but I would probably prefer to be called saffron. Anyway, sorry, just getting in touch with my gay side there. He goes on to talk about the 40 or 50 people actually in the attacker's in-train car are stand-ins for the 8.8 million who are now terrified themselves. Everyone is realizing that they or someone they love could have been there. Just to imagine the possibility makes the heart beat faster. You know, Governor Hochul, who replaced the Love Gov, he says she knows that, which is why she rushed to be part of the first police briefing. What was that? Police? I didn't think that big cities like police. She started out in a soft voice, talking about what seemed a normal day, but soon warmed to the significance of the moment, declaring firmly and loudly, "It has to end now. It ends now." Wow, powerful words, I should add to this particular piece of journalism. Powerful words for people who accomplished nothing. They accomplished nothing. There were, when I tell you, as we get a little further into this discussion, you're going to look at this situation and go, what is going on in this country? All you have to do, folks, is isolate crime, just crime, as a subject matter, and ask yourself what I asked you earlier. Why would anyone vote for a Democrat to solve the problem of crime? Have they not had enough time? I'm a poet and didn't know it. Crime and time. They haven't had enough. I mean, decades. I know it sneaks up on them every year that Chicago has 600 or more shootings, right? And they are the 71st most dangerous city per capita. 71st. But we talk about them. I don't know where New York fits, but I'll tell you this. New York, do you know crime has been, I know it's going to be a shock to some of you, but New York has had crime for quite some time. Remember when Giuliani cleaned it up? Yeah. And what did Bloomberg didn't help. He was too busy trying to keep the fatties from drinking over 16 ounces of Coca-Cola or soda, whatever one you want to pick. And then we got de Blasio, Mr. Woke, the definition of woke. So now, what does Eric Adams inherit? He inherits a governor who's worse than Cuomo, who's a do-nothing, affirmative action figurehead. More when we get back, folks. Glad you're here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You want to know what the biggest crime is in America that a Democrat ever gets to serve in office? That's a crime. I'm not talking about the ones who are faking it and who are, you know, like maybe even Eric Adams. Even though I don't agree with him on everything, on a lot of things, you can tell he's not a pure Democrat who's, you know, he understands, I got to run this city, I got to run it properly. This is the new mayor of New York City, the brother. He knows you can't let crime get out of control. There are a few of those out there, but the typical Democrat, the one who believes in wokeism, the one who believes in the Me Too nonsense, the one who believes in LGBT rights and all that, and essentially strips people of their humanity, should never be able to hold public office. And certainly not demented ones like the one that they shoehorned in after the big cheat during the coup. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Talking about crime in America in the time of Democrats. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Gloves are off for us in 2022. We're not going to sugarcoat things. We're going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you something that probably makes some people mad, but I don't care. This is one of the best radio shows you'll listen to. I don't say it because it's my show. I say it because I know God speaks through me. I'm not telling you I'm a pastor or anything like that. I'm telling you, God is telling me, Kevin, get up, say this today. I don't really get up with an agenda. My producers, you know, they try to direct me. They can't. They don't have a whole lot of control over me. I'm just saying, they don't. They try to. They do their best. I come out here and I say what's on my mind and what's on my heart because I believe in my heart of hearts. Not that I have two, but in my heart of hearts, I want to protect you guys. I want to arm you with as much information. And what I speak about that day, I hope impacts you. And today, I'm going to talk about the criminality of leftism. Democrats who cheated in a coup, who Hillary Clinton's team has been discovered to have cheated, to have manipulated things in cahoots with the Obama administration's Department of Justice, and they get fined. Now, what are we talking about? There's crime at the low level, at the street level, that this guy Frank James did at the subway shooter. I'm going to get more into him and the metaphor of his act. And it'll be covered differently than any other show. But I'm going to get into that. But these people are nothing but criminals. And so, going back to the show, I believe it is my responsibility to point out to you ways to look at things a little differently. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You people are bright. Oh, I know you're very smart. I've been with you. Some of you I've worked with. Some of you we've dined with. Some of you we've cried together, for different things. Some of us we've been to rallies and you name it. But there's many, many of you out there who listen to the program who say, Kevin, I come here every day because I need to get my dose of you. And that's why I'm gonna make sure that we do the best we can to make you understand how important these issues are. Here's what the New York governor said, Hochul, the lady who was queen of the lockdowns along with Whitmer and others. She says crime has to end, and it has to end now after this subway shooting. Oh, really? Okay. So let's check back with her in a year and see if it's ended. Here's what she goes on to say. We are sick and tired of reading headlines about crime. It has to stop. I'm committing the full resources of our state to fight this surge of crime, this insanity that is seizing our city, because we want to get back to normal. We want to get back to normal. What's normal? He writes, normal is such a comforting word, but if Hochul means she wants New York to get back to a safer time, she'll have to be more specific about the era she has in mind. Rudy Giuliani is probably going, well, you mean get back to the day when I was the mayor? Wow. I want to move on because I want to talk about some of this criminality that's going on in the country. And look, I'm pretty sure you know about some of it, but I'm going to make sure you know about a lot more of it. For example, 5 follow home robberies. Do you know what a follow home robbery is? You probably do because it's given away in the lingo. But just in case there's some brain dead moronic leftists out there, a follow home robbery means somebody targets you, follows you, and then robs you. Or worse. There are follow-home robberies, there are follow-home murders, there are follow-home rapes. But here's what I can tell you. The majority of it happens in Democrat-controlled cities. And the reason why people do this is because of the criminal justice system created by Democrats that lets them off the hook. Oh, yeah. That's what happens. Read any story you want. They've got it from the lowest to the highest. They have it from, he ain't got no daddy. You can't convict him of murder. You can't convict him of mass serial killing if he ain't got no daddy. Okay, they got that. All the way up to influenza disease for the super rich. For example, don't be surprised if they claim influenza disease when they finally get old crooked Hunter Biden, by the naughty bits, or the short hairs, either one, take your pick. And when
all my life, my daddy let me get away with so much. And I just didn't know how to act because my daddy was a vice president. Well, he was a senator, then he was a vice president, and now he's president. And when you have all this,
Hunter Biden is going to be lying through his teeth. He's going to,
they let me get away with it. I mean, it wasn't my fault. It was daddy's fault. It was the big guy's fault.
Anyway, let's go back to these follow home robberies. So follow home robberies, 5 of them reported in Los Angeles within a 48-hour period. Now, I don't know much about follow home robberies, but I'll tell you this. You got to have guts to do a follow on robbery. You want to know why? Because if somebody sees you and they get on the phone and they say, hey, by the way, somebody's following me. When they get to the house, can you please gather up the shotgun or the firearm? And when I get out of the car, blast them. One time when we lived in St. Louis, pretty much that happened. Melissa gets followed. She picked up the phone. Hey, I think I'm being followed. I'll be on it. Just come on home. You don't need to go to the police. Just come on to the house. Because we were ready to go. If you want, I'm just saying. Now, I'm not saying everybody picks up the tail, as they say. But most people, if you're feeling like you're being followed and you're vigilant, you have to be a super criminal to do something that stupid. Because I'm going to tell you, the other people are already getting ready for you. But there were 5 of them in a 48-hour period in L.A. This is what the L.A. Police Department told the city's commissioner last week, marking an uptick in that trend that previously, get this, decreased by 78% in March compared to its peak in November. They keep up with these stats because they have to. This is what's going on in the world of leftism. If you want to live in one of these Democrat-controlled enclaves, understand this. You put your life at risk.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe weather is expected to pound the central United States on Friday. A storm that's creating blizzard conditions in Montana and the Dakotas will collide with warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico late this afternoon to create a stirring of violent thunderstorms stretching from Minnesota to the Texas Panhandle. Forecasters are predicting flash flooding, large hail, gusty winds, and possible tornadoes across the plains Friday afternoon into Friday evening. Russia is imposing a new round of sanctions targeting people like Vice President Harris and Mark Zuckerberg. The travel bans are in retaliation for the United States sanctions against Russia following the invasion of Ukraine. Russia unveiling the new list shortly after President Biden announced another $800 million in military aid to Ukraine, USA Radio News. Border Patrol and communities along the southern border are dealing with illegal immigrants arriving at the highest levels in two decades. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden, appearing on Fox News, says the influx of illegal immigrants has caused a dangerous problem in the United States.
The crisis at the border has fueled this fentanyl epidemic that we are seeing across the nation. Democrats are aware of that. They're worried about how that will affect them in November. And we're seeing deaths from fentanyl overdoses that are really scaring everyday Americans.
Customs and Border Protection has seized more than 5,300 pounds of fentanyl so far this year. Over 30 Palestinians have been injured in the latest clash with Israeli police in Jerusalem's oldest city. Palestinian medics say the protesters were injured early Friday in a clash at the Al-Quwaza Mosque and that 14 were taken to the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Chicago, 11 shot, 1 kill. Baltimore, 12 shot. Cleveland, 36 shot, 4 killed. Detroit. Police responded to several shootings dotted around the metro area, reporting several people died after being struck by gunfire throughout the weekend. They go on to describe it. Welcome, folks. How was your Easter weekend? The most holiest of Christian holidays. Well, let me tell you, if you lived in a city, it might not have gone the way you wanted it to go. If you live anywhere Democrats control the politics, Democrats control the city council, the police, the schools, whatever, you may not have had as good of an Easter as you thought you would have. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You know, we live in the suburbs of Phoenix, Arizona, and it woke up, other than a little twinge in my back, it was a normal day. Kid went out, did what he does, you know, Melissa goes out, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's out doing their thing. Neighbor's out working on, you know, my neighbor, he's a sheriff, and he's washing his vehicles. The guy's meticulous. Oh, my gosh. He washes his vehicle. If he takes it out, I think, to go to the grocery store, he washes it. Anyway, great guy. But he's out. Neighbors across the street just moved in from New York, checked their politics, conservatives, and I could go on. Normal routine day, the way you wake up most days going, you know what, probably not going to die from gunfire or scattered, whether, how do they describe it, shootings dotted around the metro area. But not everybody's that fortunate. I saw this. I couldn't believe this. Three different mass shootings over the Easter holiday. We talk about terrorists. Remember when I used to talk about the terrorist attacks from Muslims all over the world that were happening prior to Trump becoming president? I haven't covered them under Biden, but you can bet. Can you imagine the atrocities going on right now in Afghanistan? But let me tell you, while that is a big deal, I just read off to you, more people will be killed in America's cities under Democrat control than will be killed by the Taliban. And you know what? Your attorney general
Merrick Garland, he believes that we are the terrorists. They say the biggest existential threat to America are white males, white Christian conservative males. Not me, but they think our side are terrorists. Ignore BLM, ignore Occupy Wall Street, ignore Antifa, ignore the day-to-day activities of leftists all around the country. No, it's you. And you know what else it is? It's your guns. Three mass shootings over the weekend. The holiest of weekends for Christians. You think the Democrats say, you know what? Let's not let these Christians get too comfortable. Let's make sure these suckers know we out here. Oh, yeah. Man, I don't even know how to describe it. Now, look, I'm not going to go into the play-by-play of crime because I am going to be talking about the subway shooter here in a bit. I'm going to spend a little time on the metaphor of that shooting. What does it mean as we get further? But I will tell you this. Democrats aren't going to let this get any better. Let me give you some ideas around this. So here are the new Philadelphia cop rules. The retired chief of police of Philadelphia expressed shock about the recent New York Police Department data showing a 37% increase in major crimes. I apologize. He was the retired New York. 37% increase in major crimes in New York City. That's what de Blasio handed off to the brother, to Eric Adams. But let's talk about Philly for a second. Last year, Philadelphia City Council passed an ordinance called Achieving Driving Equality. The bill was signed into law in October, going into effect in March. It prohibits Philadelphia police from stopping the drivers who are violating certain aspects of Philadelphia's vehicle code. Unfortunately, the ordinance, this is what a person writes, the ordinance ignores common sense, stops the police department from expressing the duly enacted laws of Pennsylvania, disregards established precedent from the U.S. Supreme Court. In short, the city has joined Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner in fostering a disorder and lawlessness in the city of brotherly love. Now let me tell you what else the city of brotherly love does. They got people to sue me because I dare ask black folks in Philadelphia, are you content with the violation of the Constitution of your Fourth Amendment rights? Because Philadelphia will arrest illegals and release them for the very same crimes that you must serve time for. And do you know what Larry Krasner did? He sicked some people on me who got errant text messages. He sicked them on me. And these people sued me in a class action lawsuit that cost me $30,000 to fight. You want to know what the egregious thing that I did to these folks? These black folks? I sent them a text message that they could opt out of. In other words, I did it through a third-party company that did it the right way. And this sucker still sued me, and it cost me $30,000. You know what he was selling me? You do anything here to correct things, and I'll sue you. How many people do you think stepped up to help me pay that? Yeah. Here's what's funny. I do the project. I get a grant to do this project. You want to know how much the grant was for? $25,000. I spent every penny of that grant, didn't make a dime, implementing it in order to get the criminal justice system reform for minorities. And then, on top of my good deed, I get to pay $30,000 in legal fees to fight something that didn't even need to be fought. This guy goes on about this ordinance. To understand the ordinance, it's important to review why vehicle codes exist. In Pennsylvania, drivers must register their cars, get them inspected regularly. Drivers must display their license plates on cars so they can be identified, maintain working lights, operate vehicles with bumpers. Nobody wants a defective car with no lights, no identification, crashing through the streets of Philadelphia. The Supreme Court unanimously held that if police observe an actual vehicle code violation, they can stop the driver, even if the police are using the stop to check for other criminal conduct as well. Of course, the police are not allowed to pull somebody over solely based on race, class, blah, 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 protected status. However, under the newly enacted ordinance, city forbids police from stopping a vehicle for expired registration. Let me just tell you this. When I was in Cleveland during the Republican convention, I met with a group of police officers taking a break. And they told me point blank, Kevin, if you are black in Cleveland, pretty much you got to make me arrest you. This is what a sergeant said. All his guys are there. A couple of black. He goes, it's so much paperwork. It is such a hassle. I don't want to deal with your big mouth and all the people around it that essentially I'm going to leave you alone. If you don't just force me, like try to hit me or do something crazy, he goes, I pretty much am just going to either give you a citation or tell you, give you a verbal warning and move on. Now, this is the level of criminality that's happening around this country. That example is the reason why. Black folks know, no matter what I do, there's going to be some big mouth rabble rousing clown who will advocate for me. I don't care whether you call the cops on me for beating my baby mama in public and then I attack the cops. If a cop shoots me in the commission of beating my baby mama and attacking him, I'm going to have people advocating for me. And if you go, Kevin, you crazy, that happened in Minnesota. If I'm a drug dealer, or heroin dealer, and you roll up on me and I start shooting at you and we get into a high speed chase and ultimately you end up shooting at me, I'm going to accuse the cops of planting a gun on me, on the dead dude. Even though he is on camera shooting at the cops, he planted that gun. That actually happened in the metro area of St. Louis. And I could go on. This is the silliness. And so now they have laws that say, you know what, I'm going to help to keep the police from being able to solve other crimes. Because do you know how many crimes get solved through basic traffic stops? Quite a few. They have found people traveling with dead bodies because the taillight was out on the car. Things like this. Look, I don't want anybody pulled over for no reason. I get it. But you got to let police and law enforcement do their jobs, and leftists don't want to do that. More when we come back here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Talking crime in the era of Democrats. Authorities in South Carolina investigating a shooting at a nightclub. This was over the weekend. Wounded at least 9 people. The second mass shooting in the state. The third in the nation during the Easter holiday weekend. So much for celebrating the most holiest of Christian holidays. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The shootings in South Carolina and one in Pittsburgh, in which 2 minors were killed early Sunday, also left at least 31 people wounded. Happy Easter! Happy whatever day
If they had a National Crime Week or No Crime Week, do you think anybody would honor it? Wow, man, we deal with this every single day. This is only getting worse, but you know what the Democrats blame it on? They say it's the guns. When is it finally going to, you know, register with us that this is such a drone? It is as big a lie as January 6th. It is as big a lie as Biden won the election. It is as big a lie of Joe Biden being competent. I could go on. It's nothing but big lies. When do we stop this rhetoric? This has nothing to do with the guns. Every time they bring it up, they should be ridiculed. That's what our team would do. And it says, no one was reported killed in the violence at Cara's Lounge in Hampton County, roughly 80 miles from west of Charleston, according to an email from South Carolina's Law Enforcement Division. A phone call to the nightclub was not answered. In Pittsburgh, two male youths were killed and at least 8 wounded when shots were fired during a party at a short-time rental place. This was at one of these, Airbnbs. So, 2 kids, 17 killed, throwing a party at an Airbnb. In other words, if you can't get mama and daddy's house, go rent somebody else's house so you can tear it apart. By the way, another shooting, you probably didn't hear about this one because it happened early this week. A second suspect in the shooting at an Iowa nightclub that killed 2 people and injured 10 others was arrested Monday in the Chicago suburbs. U.S. Marshals got Demion Jamal Walker, age 29, wanted in Linn County, Iowa, on charges of first-degree murder and other counts in the April 10th shooting during a crowded party inside Taboo Nightclub and Lounge in Cedar Rapids. I know, that gun just said, hey, man. You know what? That dude we don't like, he's over at that nightclub. Put me in your pocket. I will do the damage. You ain't got to do nothing. No, you don't got to do nothing. I will do everything, man. You just get me into the set. I'll take care of it. Said no gun ever. Get this. He was wanted in Illinois on a parole violation, but he was out. I love these stories. And the reason why I love these stories is because they showcase leftism at its finest. And you know what bugs me? What bugs me is our inability to do anything with this knowledge that we gain. We do nothing with it. Unbelievable that we are still talking about the same nonsense. Let me give you the pattern, folks. Because I know there are some of you who go, Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, please explain the pattern here because I don't get it. So let me help you. Let me enlighten you, especially the dummies from the left who don't get it, who always want to blame the gun. Big cities run by Democrats, mostly black Democrats, all the way up the food chain, from the mayor, city council, police review board, police chief, police commissioner, you name it, everybody in the food chain, Democrat and or black Democrat, and they blame the gun. Now, in most of these cities, I know this is going to come as a surprise. They have strict gun laws. They don't even want black people with guns. And the reason why is because all the white people there who hold dominion over these blacks, they're afraid of them because they're saying one of these days these silly Negroes are going to wake up and understand what these white folks have done to them. They want to make sure they're not armed. So what do? They want to punish you and me, the gun owners who do it by the book. They want to punish us. They want to make you pay. They want you to believe what's not even believable about it. You're the reason that all these drive-bys occur in Chicago and Cleveland. I gave you the numbers earlier. I gave you the Easter holiday weekend shooting numbers. And you know what? Chicago wasn't that bad. 11 people shot, only 1 killed. Cleveland, 36 people shot, 4 killed. You know the population of Cleveland now? It's a third that of Chicago. I tell you guys all the time, Chicago is the 71st per capita most dangerous city in this country. We talk about them a lot. We talk about Lori Lightfoot. We talk about leftist policies. Chicago is the crown jewel. It's easy to discuss. It is not anywhere close to being the most dangerous. Here's another one. This is the mall shooting in South Carolina. I just want you to understand what you're dealing with when you get out there and gen pop. You know what gen pop is? It's when you leave your conservative enclave and you go amongst the sodomites. Those who would make you believe it is the gun's fault that these things are happening. Have I given you enough crime statistics? Did I talk to you about these follow driver crimes? Where they follow you, rob you, rape you, kill you? Escalating in L.A.? If you think it's only L.A., you'd be wrong. It's everywhere. It is a free-for-all. You want to know why? Leftist policies. A dude could have hurt you. He could have robbed you. He could have raped you. He could have killed you. And in some cases, he may be out of jail before somebody who shoplifted. He may be out of jail. I don't even have anything to compare it to. Before you process the paperwork. The only thing that's worse when we talk about crime in the era of Democrats, the only thing that's worse is the notion that illegals get even better treatment. That's right. Illegals get better treatment than you and I get, which is one, it is a big problem for me. I struggle with this. I don't want prisoners out. I don't want bad guys out. I don't think we should be building a prison industrial complex that we've built. I think many of these crimes, these people can be brought back into society with no problem. In fact, you guys don't know this, but I was working with a large Fortune 50 corporation to make this happen, to get these guys that Trump was getting released from jail and getting them meaningful jobs. Not bagging groceries, no offense with that, but that's a kid's job. Jobs that could give them a living that they could be proud of themselves. I was working with a Fortune 50 company. I'm not going to say who, because we still may make it work. And it was all to support President Trump's second chance? I forget, it was a two-phase plan. And he already started getting black men mostly out of prison and putting them on the road to recovery with the second chance, meaning you go, an employer didn't have to worry about the background check. This is a person who said, look, I'm going to be on the straight and narrow. And it had all kinds of stipulations, because if you went back, it was hard time. And we had guys lining up for it. I was working with a former inmate who ran for Congress in Illinois. We were putting this program together. Until the big cheat. Do you think Joe Biden wants these criminals to get out and get jobs? Joe Biden is so concerned about optics, and you know he doesn't want to do something where President Trump actually was making a difference. No way, no how. Anyway, let's go back to this South Carolina, this shooting. 14 people injured. Columbia police say a 22-year-old Jawaine Price was one of three people initially detained by law enforcement as a person of interest. He's still in custody, charged with unlawful carrying of a pistol. And I'm amazed at times that they even tell you that it's unlawful. It's not immediately known if Price has an attorney who can speak on his behalf. 14 people injured during a shooting at Columbiana Center. They range in age from 15 to 73. Why did he do this? If this were a white dude, they would be all over him. They would be looking for stuff to tell you this kid did. One time he uttered the word Confederate. He talked about white. He mentioned that he liked his egg whites. He didn't want the yellow part. Whatever. They would find all kinds of nonsense to tell you. They go on to say this: we don't believe this was random. We believe they knew each other and something led to the gunfire. Okay, maybe so. Who knew each other? Two dudes or the 14 people that were wounded? Who knew each other? Three of the suspects, they say, displayed firearms and nothing happened. You think they're going to throw the book at Jawaine and whomever else? I think they're going to be Jussie Smollett.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.